Instant FM presents another drama. It's Only Blood, Percy. Written by Steve Dobson.
I'm bored, Doris.
Oh, Percy, shut up. You wanted to come here. It's not my fault A&E are busy. It is Saturday night after all, you know.
We've been waiting ages, though.
23 minutes, actually, Percy. Just 23 minutes.
Seems longer than that. Much longer. I'm in agony here, Doris. And you just don't seem to care.
Oh, you big baby. You only dropped a paving stone on your toe.
But it's all swollen.
Oh, diddums.
And full of blood.
You soft pudding.
My toe is twice its normal size.
Pity your brain isn't.
And it's throbbing.
Not very brave, are you? It's only blood, Percy. Man up.
You're hard on me, Doris. Too hard. It's your fault anyway.
My fault? How do you make that out?
I wouldn't have been out there if it hadn't been for you, complaining about the back garden.
You call that junkyard a back garden? Hazardous to the neighbourhood's health, that's what I call it.
It's not.
You've got about 50 trees in there.
So?
It's only the size of a postage stamp.
It's a bit bigger than that.
Oh, and that old barbecue.
It still works.
What, with one leg bent double, the handle missing and rusted through at the bottom?
Well, it might have seen better days.
And you've been fixing that wooden bench since Adam was a boy.
It's a big job.
Big job? It's a child's bench, Percy. And what about all those plastic sacks in the side garden? Full of more rubbish?
Yeah, they do need to go to the tip. I'll agree there.
Wow, that's big of you. When are you going then?
Where?
To the tip.
Oh, I don't know, Doris. I'm very busy.
Doing what exactly? You're retired.
I'm busier now than when I were working.
Huh, that's what they all say. You know, all I want is a garden I can sit in on an evening, sipping a glass of white wine.
You can do that now, Doris.
Now? Those trees are so dense you can't tell whether it's night or day.
They do grow, you know, Doris. It's called nature.
Don't take that tone with me, Percy Pitkin. And don't curl your lip and sulk either.
I'm not sulking.
You are. I can always tell. Oh, and there's lots of midges.
What?
In the garden, because of all the trees.
You just need one of those candles.
What candles, you great lummox?
Cinderella.
Cinderella?
Cinderella candles.
You dozy twerp, you mean citronella candles. Oh, they don't work. Not in a forest like ours, anyway.
Me toe hurts.
Oh, not again. You only dropped a little paving stone on it.
Little? I wouldn't say it were little, Doris.
Wouldn't you?
No. Huge. Enormous, more like. And it weighed a ton.
Really, Percy? A ton?
At least.
As far as I remember, it was about 6 inches by 6 inches, that paving stone.
You see, enormous.
15 centimetres is hardly enormous, you big soft nana.
Still hurts.
Oh, want me to kiss it better, me ickle wickle baby?
You leave my tour alone. It's done nothing to you. You'd probably bite it and take a big lump out of it.
The only big lump round here is you, Percy.
Pah! How long are they going to take?
Oh, stop moaning, Percy.
I'm still bored.
People who are bored are boring. That's what my mum used to say.
I don't get it.
It's easy, isn't it?
Just ignore him, Percy. He's drunk. And he's making even less sense than you.
Nah. I'm not drunk, Mrs. I'm just a bit shattered.
Shattered?
Yes, it's shattered. Nah. If your man's bored, let's do something.
What?
Sing.
Sing?
Yes, sing. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. If you see an eagle, don't forget to scream. Ah!
Ah!
Oh, Percy, don't you dare join in.
I'm not joining in. He just stood on me poorly toe.
Poorly toe, poorly toe. He's got a poorly toe. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. If I catch you poorly toe, don't forget to scream.
Oh, oh, he's done it again.
Percy, behave.
But he's done it again, stood on me poorly toe.
Poorly toe, poorly toe. He's got a poorly toe.
Mr. Ponsonby Smythe, be quiet right now, or I'll put you back out on the street.
Yes, 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 give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, I just want a kiss from you.
I'm warning you, turn that volume down right now and stop being so silly.
I'm not silly, I'm in love.
Mr. Ponsonby Smythe.
With you, nursey, nursey, give a kiss.
Enough, out now, or I'm calling security.
Oh, please, nurse, it's cold out there. It's freezing. Baby, it's cold outside.
Security? Security?
All right, nursey, all right. I'm going now. You don't have to tell me twice.
Then go, Mr. Ponsonby Smythe, and quickly. And don't come back again here tonight.
Oh. Nursey, nursey, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love.
Well, that was embarrassing, wasn't it?
I thought it were quite amusing, Doris.
Well, you would, kindred spirits and all, you two.
Good singer, too.
Oh, you are mad. Mad!
I'm fed up of waiting, Doris.
Well, I'm fed up of listening to you saying you're fed up, so there.
Percy Pitkin to triage, please. Percy Pitkin.
At last. Now we're getting somewhere.
Hopefully that'll shut you up anyway.
Mr. Percy Pitkin. Oh... Are you all right? Do you need a wheelchair?
Yes, please.
Oh, no, he doesn't. It's his toe, not his legs. Please, just see to him, then I can get him home.
Oh, you want to see him tucked up and cosy back at home, do you?
Oh, no, not really. I want to use a vacuum cleaner so it drowns out the sound of his endless moaning and complaining.
Come on through, Mr. Pitkin. Just take a seat.
Take a seat? Where do you want me to take it to?
No, I meant... Oh, it's a joke, isn't it?
Yes, a very little joke, and pathetic, as usual.
Right, yes. So, Mr. Pitkin, what seems to be the trouble?
It's me foot.
Your foot?
Well, me toe, really.
Let's have a look.
OK, but I'll have to warn you. My feet are quite smelly. I haven't had time to change me socks.
For a week?
For a week? No, just 3 days.
3 days? Well, I'm sure it can't be that bad, can it? Oh, I take it back. Those really are putrid.
What do you think, nurse?
I think you ought to change your socks more often.
No, I mean them at me toe. It's a mess, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Terrible.
Have to amputate.
Amputate?
The sock, I mean. Put it out of its misery.
You got me worried there.
Right, let me see. Yes.
What do you think? What will the doctor do?
Oh, we don't need a doctor for this, Mr. Pitkin.
We don't?
No, I can sort this out.
You can? Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Don't you want a second opinion?
Do you think I can sort it out, Mrs. Pitkin?
Oh, I'm certain you can, love. If you can't, I have a 7-pound lump hammer that certainly can sort it out.
Whoa, whoa! When I said a second opinion, I didn't mean ask Doris for hers.
It's not a problem, Mr. Pitkin. Not an issue.
That reminds me. Knock, knock.
What?
Knock, knock.
If you insist, who's there?
Biggish.
Biggish who?
No, thanks. I bought one this morning.
Hilarious. Percy, that was hilarious. Truly.
Just stay there, Mr. Pitkin. I won't be a minute.
Don't you worry, nurse. I'm staying right here till you fetch a doctor to see to my big tour.
She's not fetching a doctor, Percy, because there's nothing much wrong with you.
Nothing much wrong? Nothing much wrong? I'm sitting here with me shoe and sock off, with me toe about 14 times its normal size, and it's throbbing like mad.
And stinking the place out, you smelly article.
How would you like my toe?
Oh, not really. It looks horrible. I'll keep me on toast, thank you.
No, I mean, I give up.
Hello again, Mr. Pitkin. I'm back.
Yes, I can see that, nurse.
Right, now let's sort this toe out, shall we?
Where's the doctor? Huh? What are you going to do?
It's very simple. You see this candle?
Yes, I see it. What about it?
I'm going to light it.
Oh, we're going to say a prayer, are we?
And this paperclip?
Yes. Candle? Check. Paperclip? Check. Now what?
Watch this. This is how we used to sort these blood blisters out. You see, the pain's caused by all that blood under your toenail. It's got nowhere to go, so it just puts pressure on your nail bed. I'm going to relieve it.
And how are you going to do that, nurse?
Hey, why are you straightening out that paperclip? It'll be useless after that. You've wasted 0.2 of a penny doing that.
I'm going to heat it up.
Heat it up? What's this? What's the NHS come to?
Then I take the heated wire and...
Ow!
Push it through the nail, releasing the blood and relieving the pressure. Hold this gauze over your toe, please.
Wow! That's... It's not hurting anymore. That's like magic. Medieval, but magic all the same.
You okay now, Mr. Pitkin?
I am, nurse, I am. Champion. But Doris ain't. She can't stand blood. She's fainted. Can you short her out, nurse?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Pitkin. Hers is a brand new case. You'll have to take her outside, book her in, and wait your turn back in the waiting room. And she's low priority. Now, put your sock and shoe back on, please.
It's Only Blood Percy featured the voices of Anne Dobson, Katie Smart, Keith Barner, and Eddie Lockery. Technical wizardry by Brian Robinson. Written and produced by Steve Dobson for Penistone FM.